how will it feel to see him again in action for the first time since December?
You know, honestly, there really is a bigger concern. Division game, 2-0 start to the year. Really focused on going 3-0. So wherever I go, wherever I line up, whoever's over there, it's my job. The same way it would be whoever's job it is, you know, to stop me, and my job is to win over there. So honestly, like I said, the biggest concern is winning this game.
Do you still have any emotions lingering from last year? And the reason why I asked you that is because you still look commented in magazine articles and on Twitter. So I'm just wondering how much you released from the emotion of that from last year.
I'm good, you know. But a lot of things just like to make stories, you know, stuff that looks good to click on. Words are misconstrued, but I'm good.
Now, do you anticipate him trying to do anything either verbally or physically to get you more?
I expect him to play his game the way he's always played to get him in the position that he's in now. He's obviously done a good job with that, so I expect him to play his game.
You just said that words are misconstrued. What do you mean by that?
Meaning like a lot of the things that I say are taken and it's not what I said.
Although, how much have you learned and grown since that situation last year?
A lot. It's been a lot that's happened since then. That was a lot that happened at the time period of my life. And, you know, you take the good and the bad and you learn from it. That's how you grow. That's how you improve yourself as an individual, as a human being. So you take the life lessons and you learn from them.
Moving on to the Redskins as a whole, what's it going to be like going up against a team that is 0-2 and will be reeking of desperation this week?
I don't think records really, you know, mean anything, especially in a division game, especially in the NFL. Any team can be beaten on any given day. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. Whoever comes out and plays the hardest, whoever comes out and executes, you know, wins the turnover battle, does all the things that you would do in football to win a game is who will win the game. So they're going to come out as if they're 2-0. You know what I mean? They're trying to win. Just like every week you're trying to win. Nobody ever wants to lose.
Odell, as a competitor, after what happened last year with Josh, if you do go one-on-one with them, are you savoring that matchup?
It'd be the same as if I was on the other side going one-on-one with anybody else. So it is what it is at this point.
What do you think when you hear that, you know, they want him to follow you around the field?
That's not really my concern. My concern is our game plan. If that's their game plan, that's their game plan.
When you sat out and they were playing against Minnesota, I'm just curious about how you feel like you evolved as a man since that time. Some of your teammates have been talking about how they feel like you've evolved, you know, since then. What would you say about that?
It sucked. It felt like, you know, if any of y'all have ever been suspended in elementary school or whatever, it really felt like that. You know, I was out and I remember I was going to the facility to pick up my stuff, and they were like, oh, you can't be on. And I was like, all right, well, you know what I mean? So yeah, since then, I really have learned a lot. And you just got to take it, and all you can do is learn from it. You can't go back. If I could, I wouldn't go back and change a single thing that happened. You know, that's how life happens. Things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
To what degree do you feel more mentally prepared to handle if the Redskins secondary, and given the personnel that's in the Redskins secondary, you all and those boys, to try to get up underneath your skin?
It's part of their game plan. I would do the same. That's what you do, you know. It's mental warfare. It's the art of war, you know what I mean? There's different ways to attack it.
What do you do to combat that? Like, you know, how do you handle it differently than you did last year?
Play my game.
But we just had a chance to talk to D-Jax, and he says, hey, he's like my little brother. What do you learn from somebody like Deshaun?
He's a guy who's been, you know, tearing it up for years. You know, a guy who's had his ups and downs as well. You bond with him. You know, we worked out a little bit in the offseason. I've known him for a little bit of time, and, you know, we hit each other up, just talk, conversate, and, you know, how you doing, everything good, blah, blah, okay. So I learn a lot from everybody, whether they play offense, defense, special teams. I learn from others. I ask questions, and that's just how I go about it.
You said you learned from his ups and downs. You talked about his ups and downs. Does he mentor you in that way as far as don't do
does
this?
Does he what?
Mentor you. Does he say, you know, this is what I did, don't do this, or handle this way? Because he's had his
– Yeah, I mean, I think as in he's been in the league longer, so – whatever he's saying is something he's experienced. It's advice. He's not going to sit there and be a young guy and you're like, oh, I don't need to listen to this. Like, you take everything, and whether you take it for a grain of salt or you take it and you apply it to your everyday life, the information does get processed. So, like I said, when I say I've learned a lot from him, it's not like I could sit here and tell you A, B, C, and D, but I have learned things that I take and apply to my life, whether it's what he does on the field, off the field, how to handle everything. Just, you know, he's done his thing in the NFL.
Odell, are there ways for a receiver, if you know that a cornerback is following you the whole way, that you can either take advantage of him or that other guys on your team as receivers can take advantage of that kind of coverage?
I mean, it's tough to do those things. You got, and I mean this, you got, like I said, the rookie of the year on this team. You got Victor Cruz, who's going to be comeback player of the year, and you have a Super Bowl defense. Like, this is, they're going to get open. They're going to do what they have to do. So whether somebody follows you or doesn't follow you, it's not my game plan. My game plan is if they tell me line up to the right, I go to the right. If they tell me line up to the left, I go to the left. If they tell me line up inside, I go inside.